Let's bring in one of our favorite comedians, that tall, good-looking Southern doll, Julie Scoggins.
What?
In the studio with us.
Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, baby. So you ain't got helmet head or bed head this morning, so you didn't ride your motorcycle.
No, but I'm fixing to go get on it just as soon as I leave here. Because I'm heading to Chattanooga. I'm riding a bike this time.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I sure am. It's pretty.
All right. You're playing Chattanooga to Comedy Catch tonight.
Right. All through Sunday, actually.
All right. Okay,
that's awesome.
Good.
It's over on Brainerd Road. So y'all look at Google it. It's the Comedy Catch.
And you're going to ride your motorcycle.
I am.
All right.
I'm going to ride it up there. I tell you, I'm glad y'all weren't on time this morning because I about was late. You know, you can't drive by a school around here in the morning anymore.
They got them speed limits.
But it's not that. It's the traffic is lined up a damn mile both ways. Do people not take their kids? I mean, do people not ride the bus? The kids not ride a school bus anymore? Did you ride a bus when you were a kid?
Yeah.
I rode a bus.
Mm, sure.
Y'all rode a bus?
Yeah.
Why do they get chauffeured now? They afraid they gonna learn something? The helicopter parents can't guard them the whole damn time? We rode the bus. Yes, we saw some fights. Yes, we saw the first naked wiener outside of family. But you know, damn it, we turned out okay. They afraid they gonna, parents might learn something. They don't want to learn about their kids, I think. They gonna, like, maybe yours likes to lick the window or something. Who better to give parenting advice than somebody who doesn't have any kids? I ain't breeding. We thought about adopting one time.
Mm-hmm.
I said something to my husband about it. I said, what you think about adopting? He goes, well, you know, now that you mentioned it, actually, I've had my eye on a 19-year-old Korean girl that can mow. I'm like, put that catalog down. Where'd you even get that? You can't have her. But I'm adopted. I turned out all right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, you turned out all right.
Yeah, we're not questioning that part. Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
I think, you know, being adopted ain't bad.
Mm.
Me and my husband will be in the bed sometime, though. He'll be like, who's your daddy? I'm like, I don't know. Quit asking me stuff. I'm trying to concentrate up in here. Oh, God. That is the truth. I like going to Tennessee, y'all. I tell you something. I learned about people just from looking at what's marketed to them, you know, because I'm on the road all the time.
Uh-huh.
When you go in Tennessee, you can just tell those people that they Cracker Barrel, adult toy stores, and fireworks. So what does that tell you about people in Tennessee? If they can't eat it or screw it, they blow it up. That's what I know. And, so, but I'm riding the bike because that's like my midlife crisis. That's my new thing. Well, not new, but that, man, I feel good. I feel alive. You know, when you're riding a motorcycle, it's like when you swim, you know, you're weightless. You ride a motorcycle, you're ageless. You know, stuff don't hurt. I mean, unless you hit something. I mean. But
I didn't know women had midlife crisis.
That was a cricket. Where have you been? Are you kidding me? I'm just glad it's cool so I can wear Spanx. Kidding me? God almighty.
Now I know y'all's hormones, you know, go crazy at a certain time.
Yeah, they do.
Way to go, Mr. Wizard.
We'll cut you. And then, you know what? Here's what happens. I try to put it out of my mind. I try not to think about it, not to feel like it.
Mm.
I'm getting old, you know, because it's all in your head, you know, anyway.
Mm.
And I try to, and then something will come on TV or, like the other day, a car commercial came on, right? And it was a hot car, man. It was slow motion photography. Led Zeppelin was in the background, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Been a long time since I rock and roll. I mean, it was kicking, you know.
Yeah.
And it caught my eye. I was like, damn, you know what? That is a hot car. I would totally drive it. You know what? It was a Buick.
Oh,
listen, nobody, that's a meemaw car.
Mm.
Nobody young. You know what you say to a 19-year-old driving a Buick? Sorry about your grandma. That's what you say.
Oh, man.
Somebody gave them that, you know? So, I'm trying not to be all. But that thing y'all heard about Harleys is true, girls. They vibrate. Yeah, they do. Y'all got to get a ride on one. If you hadn't, you will so miss your exit. Oh, Lord.
Miss your exit. Oh, exit.
Miss your exit. What'd you think I said?
Eggs.
Said it right. I was with you.
Well, that could be hormonal, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tough to keep that bad biker expression when your eyes are rolling back in your head, though. I'll just say that.
What the hell? You ride one, Julie. I mean, look at you. You're tall. You got legs. You go up.
Hey.
I mean, I know you turned some heads on the interstate. I mean, look at that. You on a Harley going down the road by yourself, or you're not?
By myself.
Mm. Wow.
I don't need no chaperone. Got me a cell phone. That's good enough. If I break down, then, you know, I'll call somebody.
There you go.
Come haul me out. But I'm going to go. I'll be there. It's about 6 hours.
Yep.
It ain't bad.
No, that'd be a nice ride down Chattanooga.
It will. I'll probably get sunburnt. I'm not very sun tolerant. I'm like you. I combust in the sun, you know. You just freckle up, don't you?
Yeah.
I remember one time Killer Bees was on here, and he said, if freckles was fire ants, your ass would be a skeleton. I'll never forget that. That was one of the funniest things. God, he kills me anyway.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, y'all come on out to the Comedy Catch this weekend. Oh, and my website. Y'all check my website. It's getting a remakeover as we speak, so hopefully this week is going to be all pretty and brand new and shiny and 2013, hopefully. It's about 2001 now.
So is it JulieScoggins.com?
Yep.
S-C-O-G-G-I-N-S,
JulieScoggins.com.
All right, baby. Well, y'all look for a tall baby doll on a Harley. Head down.
With the ape hangers. I got my tall handlebars.
Do
you know.
You?
Oh, yeah. But I'm over 50, so now I got to figure out how to keep this crap here from flapping in the wind under my arm. It makes noise when you get it above 70. I'm scaring the deer. People can hear it in the other cars. They're like, what the hell is that? Are we running off the road?
Our pipes sound funny.
Yeah.
That flatbed must have a loose tarp.
Oh,
and somebody told me, they're like, you need to get another tattoo. I'm like, all right, hell, if it's going to flap, two American flags, one on each one. I'm going to ride through downtown Charlotte in a tank top. Y'all going to salute me.
The Comedy Catch starting tonight through the weekend on November 3rd. Look out. Y'all listen to us on WIMC out of Knoxville. Going to be in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
One night only.
That's at Lincoln's.
That's going to be a big deal. Yeah.
Oak Ridge. And then be looking on the website, Savannah, Georgia, coming up. Greensboro, North Carolina. Fayetteville, North Carolina. Danville, Virginia. Gonna take you through.
Oh.
Hey, baby. All right, Julie, you be careful down there. And I know you're gonna have a big crowd. Everybody listen to us there on
KZ106. Let me tell you, I've sold out so many shows since y'all started having me on this show. I'm not kidding. I'm not saying that just to be. I mean, Savannah, Charleston, West Virginia. And it's just been huge. Your people come out, they support, and they like what my style is. It's just perfect.
Yeah.
It's a good blend. Yeah. It really is. And I appreciate you.
I knew they'd love you.
So who's your daddy?
I don't know. I'm trying to concentrate. Now I gotta start over.
Check her out. Keep up with JulieScoggins.com. All right, Julie, we love you, baby. Be careful.
Love you more.
No, you hang up.